One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. La, la, la,
la, la. The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
By the 1960s, the music of Black America was being heard all around the world. In a Sydney home not far from Bondi, soul, funk, rhythm and blues spinning on a record player, inspiring a young Rene Geyer to dream and sing.
He lost! In the wilderness, he's lost in bitterness. Lord have mercy, this is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
I grew up in the eastern suburbs of Sydney and loved soul music from when I first heard Aretha Franklin.
Rene always said that the music had chosen her and she became one of its finest voices.
When I first went to live in America and I had a thing where I sounded very black to a lot of people and looked very white, and all the black musicians would just come up and just go, wow, how did that happen? You go, what church do you go to? And I'd be like, I don't know. This is a really sort of dumb Australian girl with this freakish sort of idiot savant ability to sound like a wailing old black man from Alabama, you know.
By the early 70s, Rene had a record deal and radio hits.
Since I was a small girl, I've always been alone. Trying so hard to find someone I could call my own.
Success was sweet, but Rene knew she was not made for life as a pop chart sweetheart.
They had never encountered a girl like me before, not in Australian pop music anyway. A lot of people used to think that that's the way I always was, off stage as well as on. They imagined that I was really tough and ballsy. When I sang, I gave off an air of being in control. But in reality, I was just a girl with the same, if not more, doubts and insecurities as anybody.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My boy has found another and he's gone away. With him went my future, my
My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might seem strange, but I wish it would rain.
Renee Geyer won many awards, had gold records, hit songs. This was her biggest. And artists all over the world wanted her to sing backing vocals on their records. But Renee was most at home on stage.
On stage, a magical thing happens to me. It's almost a sort of channeling when the music's around and it feels like it's coming out of some magical speaker. It's always been something that naturally has come to me, that if I try to work it out, I think I'll sort of lose it if I put my finger on it.
I don't wanna be right. Being right means living without you. I would rather live a life all wrong. My mommy and daddy said that it's a shame. It's a downright disgrace. As long as I've got you by my side, I don't care what they say. My friends say that.
Much has been said and written about Renee since she died on January 17, about her talent, her vision, passion and strength. I think Colin Hay said it best. The US, he said, had Aretha. The UK, Dusty Springfield. We, Australia, had Renee. If beauty has a sound, Colin said, it is the voice of Renee Geyer.
I care that someone has an opinion about me, but not enough to rush off to a hairdresser to get a new hairdo. Thankfully, though, I never get asked to change my music. It's been the one consistent throughout my life that seems to have pleased everybody.
You were deceiving me. How could I be so blind?